These newborn deaths happen on the first day of life, actually can be attributed to intrapartum complications, which is mostly known as birth asphyxia. Then prematurity is one of the leading causes of the first day death, and also infection. So these are the three major causes that contribute towards the first day death.
In this report, Bangladesh figures prominently. Tell me why.
There are two sides of Bangladesh being featured in this report as one of the focus countries. Bangladesh has made tremendous progress over the last several decades in terms of reducing child mortality. Now, when I say child mortality, that means we consider under five mortality, children under five. So over the last two decades, child mortality has come down significantly to a level of 41 per 1,000 live birth. And Bangladesh is one of the very rare countries which are on track in achieving MDG 4 goals. So that is a big success story, I would say, and can be attributed towards Bangladesh's effort to get a very good coverage, almost universal coverage of immunization, treatment of diarrhea, treatment of pneumonia. And also on the maternal health side, Bangladesh has been able to reduce the maternal mortality by 40% over the last one decade. So that's the success side of it. And the attributing factors like skilled attendance at delivery has almost doubled over the last 8 years. But on the other hand, if we look at the levels now, if we look at the mothers who are delivering at facilities with skilled attendance are really only one-third of the total mothers. That means two-thirds of Bangladeshi mothers are still delivering at home at the hand of unskilled providers. So these mothers are now at a risk, both the mothers and the newborn babies that are being born to these mothers. On the other hand, there is an issue of quality of care. The care that are being given to the mothers that are of questionable quality in many cases. The other aspect is the inequity part of it. Though Bangladesh is a small homogeneous country, but it has a huge population of about 160 million, the last challenge that Bangladesh is facing is strengthening of the health systems. So the health systems like human resource problem, health workforce issues, then the availability of acceptable and usable quality of information, supervision system, mentoring support, logistic supply, these are the overarching issues that are actually resulting into poor coverage and quality.
Earlier, you spoke of the strides that are happening in Bangladesh. Tell me about how other countries in Asia are faring.
Nepal, I would say, is just like Bangladesh, who is very much on track in achieving MDG 4 and 5. So Nepal has shown and demonstrated that use of community-based volunteers, community-based approaches, and continuous commitment from the government can make a big difference. Some parts of India are making very good progress. And you know, India is a very big country, and there are still inequity issues. But in the recent past, Indian government has recruited, over a million of health workers. And this health workforce is now acting as the vehicle to the rural communities to get the newborn healthcare services in their households. And also there are Pakistan, Afghanistan, who are making significant progress.
Tell me about how this report from the regular person right off the street, how can it help them?
A report cannot change the world. But then the report brings people to focus and an attention to identify the right problem and where we need to focus. So the good thing about this report, what I like as a reader, I would say, that this points finger that we should really look at who are most vulnerable, who are dying, and where we should focus our support towards.